This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora is reading a book called You Are Enough, a book about inclusion. The book is written by Margaret O'Hare and illustrated by Sophia Cardoso.
You Are Enough, a book about inclusion, inspired by Sophia Sanchez. For everyone who's ever given me a chance, Sophia Sanchez. My name is Sophia Sanchez, and I have Down syndrome. That means I look and learn differently than most people. I was born in a small town in Ukraine, where I spent the first 16 months of my life in an orphanage. But in June 2010, my forever mom and dad took me home to the United States, where I live with them and my three older brothers. One of my brothers has Down syndrome too. I am just like any other kid. I like to read and draw in my journal. I love people and making new friends. I dance and cheer, and my favorite subjects are Spanish, music, and theater. My mom and dad are always taking pictures and videos of me. I love the camera. That's how I began my acting and modeling career. I am only a kid, but I know I am someone who is happy, loving, and kind. I have Down syndrome, and it makes some things harder for me, but it's just one part of who I am. I believe in myself, and I want to inspire others to love themselves too, because we are all beautiful just as we are. No two people are exactly the same. We are all unique, and that's great. Being different is what makes you special. You are just right exactly as you are. Being different can be lonely. You may feel like you don't belong. But we're all in this together. Everyone needs a friend. Friends help one another. Friends learn from one another. Friends know that no two people are alike. A friend will celebrate you just as you are. But some people don't understand. They think being different is scary. Try to be good and brave and strong. Let people see the real you. Sometimes things might seem bigger than you, but you are stronger than your fears. That's why you have courage. Courage is when something is scary, but you do it anyway. Don't let anyone try to stop you from taking a chance or trying something new. Surround yourself with people who love you. They are your cheerleaders. Listen to them when they say, yes, you can. When you fall down, get back up. Stay fierce. You know you've got this. Don't stay on the sidelines. It's your story, so be the star. To get your copy of You Are Enough, a book about inclusion, you can go to scholastic.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Again, you can support the Angels in Disguise effort by going to angelsindisguise.net. That includes the Angel in Disguise's 321 Challenge, as well as March 21st Down Syndrome Awareness Day, where you can wear super socks and donate to Angels in Disguise to support Brett's Barn for corrective heart surgeries for children with Down syndrome in honor of Max Mikulak. You can mail donations to Angels in Disguise, 2400 Envoy Circle, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299. Again, go to angelsindisguise.net for more information. You can tune in to Cora's Corner from Cora White every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show and that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. Stay with the stories. Find out more. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.